Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by Danny O'Reilly, who is the lead singer and songwriter for the Coronas, who've been together now, I believe it is close to 14 years now, Danny.
That's right. Yeah. Making me feel old. But we started the band when we were very young, very young.
Very, very young. And growing up, obviously, we can tell from the accent in Ireland, you are now in Dublin. Is that where you are?
That's right. Yeah, we're in Dublin now. We're just about to go on our world tour. Really, we're starting in Europe next week, and then we fly to the States. We're so excited to head back there in November, and then Australia, and then we come back here, and we've got some shows here in Ireland before Christmas. So it's a busy time ahead. We just released an album a couple of weeks ago as well. So it's been a busy few months, but it's good. We're making up for lost time. You know, we had a couple of years to hang around and reflect on having the most unfortunate band name in the world, but we got over that and we're back, and all is really good.
Well, Time Stopped is the name of the new album, and so the album was inspired by the COVID shutdown.
Yeah, I mean, initially I was reluctant to specifically try and write about the lockdown and pandemic and the whole thing. But then it was very hard to ignore it as well. Everything else seemed a bit futile when you're trying to write songs when you're in lockdown and you don't know what that uncertainty of, we didn't know when things were going to open up and things were going to get back to normal. So that ended up sneaking its way into the songs, even though I wasn't trying to write about it directly. So for a lot of the songs, it would still be about the stuff we've already written about, us as a band, me trying to be a better person, a better brother, a better bandmate, a better singer, a better writer. So I often write about self-improvement and also just about friendships and relationships and everything that's going on, but with the backdrop of the pandemic happening. So almost every song, you know, has a little sort of nod to the pandemic as well, as opposed to being right front and center in each song, if you understand.
We're talking with Danny O'Reilly from the Coronas. The new album Time Stopped is the band's seventh. You're going to do a song for us right now. You guys recorded something for us?
Yeah, we've recorded a couple of songs in studio for you, and the first one we're going to do for you is a song called Write Our Own Soundtrack.
All right, Write Our Own Soundtrack, the Coronas, here on Border Crossings.
Oh my God, don't laugh, think I'm freaking out again. It's okay, I'm sound again. But if I prepared nothing to sing, sing one that I always do, and I know you will sing the use, 'cause we couldn't have slept for more than an hour. Back to a few an hour. Couldn't have slept for more than an hour. Maybe we're rushing, messing it up, as we watch the TV with the sound turned off. Doesn't make a difference, we don't care enough about that. We can write our own soundtrack, lock ourselves away, nothing criticize. We don't need to listen, they don't realize. Only thing that matters is I always got your back. We can write our own soundtrack. Always there to come.
Crossings, and that is the Coronas write our own soundtrack. The new album is Time Stop. Now, how did you guys come up with the name the Coronas? Was it inspired by the beer, or what's the Coronas?
Yeah, well, actually, we're named after a typewriter, the Corona Smith Deluxe, an old typewriter, and we were thinking about band names at the time. We were only kids when we started the band. I told you, you say we're seven albums in, but I mean, the first record we released, we were literally just kids, and we were just put a bunch of demos together and just released it and called it an album. And it sort of took us a few years to really form our sound, I suppose, and then we signed to Island Records, and things sort of happened for us then, and on about album three, you know. But I wouldn't change anything. I like our journey. But yeah, the band name just came from the typewriter, and it was in a movie which is a favorite of ours, Cameron Crowe directed, called Almost Famous, which mm-hmm. has some amazing music in it. And when we started the band, we were watching that movie. We loved that movie, and I think the typewriter was in that, and we were like, that's sort of a cool. Initially, we were just Corona, and then it became the Coronas, and that was it. So there's no connection with the beer or the virus. And funnily, when the pandemic first hit, we tweeted Corona Extra the beer. We got on our Twitter and we tweeted them, and we said, "So guys, what's your plan? Are you guys going to rebrand or what?" And we didn't hear anything back, unfortunately. But yeah, you got to laugh at your name. But I think almost every interview I've ever done, someone has mentioned, "Oh, where did you get the name, or what's the story? Is it connected to the beer?" And I think from now on, I'll always have to mention, "Oh, that must have been strange when you had the virus, you know." And so that's just what happens. It's a name. That's what it is.
So you mentioned the songwriting process for you. What comes first, the melody or the lyrics when you're writing music? Or is it just change song to song?
Yeah, but it's different for every song. Oftentimes I'll have a little piece of music, like just a few chords or whatever, and I'll bring it to the rest of the band, or I'll bring it to friends of mine who are writers or producers, and we'll work on an idea from scratch. Or I might have a bit more, like there's a song on the album called Best Worrier that I sort of had almost finished before I brought it to the rest of the band. So it can change song to song. Usually for me, it's music first. I started in lockdown working a bit more on the laptop and writing sort of on programs like GarageBand and Logic and stuff like that. So I've started doing a little bit more production, but it's funny. That's the way it happens. It's different song by song, but I enjoy approaching it different ways. Like, and as we've gotten older, as we've developed, I've started co-writing with different people and sort of using my talented friends to bounce ideas off and getting people involved. And the Coronas is, even though we're a three piece now, we're actually much bigger than that. We have a good team around us of live musicians, of producer friends and people that we bounce ideas off. And I think that works for us, you know?
And so, you know, when you first started, when the band got together, was, like I say, over a dozen years ago, you didn't have the advanced technology that we have now. So now you can actually put your pieces of your songs and your albums together from outside of a studio. You don't all have to be in one place anymore. Yeah. Do you like the approach now compared to when you first started, or?
I do. I love it. You know, even there's a song on the new album called Take Me With You If You're Leaving, and a lot of the original sounds that I just sort of came up with on my laptop, we ended up using on the album. Now the quality is good enough that you can record yourself at home and you can find good sounds and make things work. And whereas in the early days, I always would have just written on an acoustic guitar like this one behind me and just sort of almost written a full song. And before I brought it to the rest of the band and we'd work on our parts and figure it out that way in a room together. But as you say now, there's different ways you can go with it. You can approach songwriting in so many different ways. And also the industry has changed a lot since we started as well. I mean, our first record, we sold CDs. Like, CDs was our big thing. And then everything moved to downloads. And now it's like streaming and TikTok. And it's all different now, you know. So it's we've seen the industry evolve every few years. And we're just happy, I suppose, to be still involved and still successful enough that we can call it our job and tour and play shows here. Thankfully, in Ireland, you know, touch wood, we do very well, and we've gotten to travel and see the world too. So it's all good, you know.
And because of the new formats and mediums of delivering music, now you got songs, sales, and streams in the millions, the hundreds of millions, the billions, which is just unbelievable. The numbers are astronomical these days.
It's crazy, and how quickly it can get to people as well. So, we'll put this interview up today or whatever it goes up, and people can see it today, you know, and all over the world. Like, and that's great. That's the great thing about technology. And even us, when we tour in the States now, I might have someone who would come up to me after the show and just go, oh, I just heard one of your songs on a playlist or whatever. I didn't realize that you have seven albums. I didn't realize you were Irish. I didn't realize anything about you guys, you know. And I love that about the way the industry is now, you know.
Danny O'Reilly is with us from the Coronas, and we would like to ask for another song, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. Well, why don't we play next, Strive. This is another single off ours. It got a lot of radio playback here in Ireland, which is great. And I think Jess likes it too. She's happy with Strive, yeah.
All right. The Coronas, Strive for Jess and for our worldwide viewers here listening to and watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.
Said we never have to leave a light glad staring at the ceiling. Had another thing before you react. It's coming, I can feel it. You took issue, you said you feel attacked. Well, I'm not the only one to call you all night. I tried to push you.
The Coronas, and it's Stride. It's one of a number of songs on the new album. The new album is Time Stopped.
That's right, yeah.
And time did stop, but not for the Coronas. The Coronas kept on forging ahead and writing music. Now, the previous album, album number 6, was kind of love songs. It was about relationships you were in at the time. And so now this is a different theme. So do you find that you're writing songs based on the mood and what's going on around you at the time? Is that where you get your inspiration for music?
Yeah, 100%. I've always been a very honest writer. You know, I write from, you know, with my heart in my sleeve. And I found the more honest I am with my lyrics, the more people actually relate to them. So the more specific even I am about what's going on in my life, they're the lyrics that seem to connect to a wider range of people than the ones where I'm trying to be clever or trying to think about what other people might be thinking. So I found the more inside myself I go, the more it connects. And that that sort of hasn't changed throughout the years. I do think in more recent years, I've been a little bit more, with lyrics especially, I've been a little bit maybe more thoughtful on maybe going back and adjusting things. In the early days, I used to write a song in a day, and even if the next day I was like, I'm not sure about that lyric, I would be like, well, that's the way I felt yesterday. That's it. It's done. Next song, you know, and I wouldn't spend too much time going back. Whereas now I would be working a little bit, and even just small little lines here and there, I'll be constantly, I might put in a line that I know is going to be improved upon, you know? So I'm continuing to just adjust. And even after the record came out, like, the album came out, Time Stopped, the start of the month, and now I'm playing the songs live, and I'm even slightly changing some lyrics now. I'm talking small things like a but instead of an and, or like just slightly you instead of me, and I'm like, that's really what I was trying to say. It sounds better if I said it that way, you know? So I'm constantly just slightly changing things, which I think helps and has helped our lyrics as we got on. But you're right, True Love Waits was definitely that excitement of a start of a relationship, and just coming out of yourself and you know, picking yourself up out of a not so great relationship, and then the positivity of a new relationship. Whereas Time Stopped is a bit more like gratitude. I think it's sort of like you're happy, you're grateful for a lot of things. When the world is turned upside down, you're like, at least I have this person to spend it with. At least I have my bandmates. At least we have a good, you know, job, and everyone is safe. And you're trying to take the good out of a bad situation. And I think that's one of the general themes, that and sort of defiance as well, maybe a bit more defiant as opposed to, oh, thank God, you know, it's that's more, I think, the themes of Time Stopped, you know.
Danny O'Reilly is with us sharing some stories from the Coronas and their seventh album, Time Stopped, which is out now. And if you wouldn't mind doing another song, we'd love to hear some more music.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, this is our most recent single. It's a song called If You Let Me. It's about being there for a friend when they're going through a tough time, and you want to give them support and your help, but you also got to wait until you're asked. So you're sort of biting your lip because you want them to ask for help so you can give them advice. But it's about that sort of dynamic. It's called If You Let Me.
The Coronas.
I don't want to speak out of turn, don't want to make it worse. I just want to see you happier. We can call the world tragic, but all that really matters is here and now. Sneak out when the music starts. You gave me a look, it tore me apart. Now we can leave if you need to. I'll help you solve this and talk around it if you let me. I'll help you.
Border Crossings, the Coronas, if you let me, Danny O'Reilly, who is the lead singer and the founder of the group. Now, it started off as a foursome, and now you're down to a threesome. And so that was a big change for you guys, losing one of the members.
Absolutely, one of the original members as well. And Dave, our guitar player, just wasn't enjoying it as much. And it's a tough life, you know. I mean, I love every aspect of what we do. I enjoy all the touring, the travel, the work, and talking. I love it all. But it's not for everyone, and I've learned that over the years. And Dave just wasn't enjoying it as much. And he, in fairness to him, he sort of sat us down just before True Love Waits, our last record, came out. He sat us down and he was like, it's not fair on you guys or me if I'm unhappy and I'm sort of taking the vibe down. And he easily could have just phoned it in and just, you know, picked up his paycheck and stayed in the band and done the bare minimum and been sort of unhappy. But he wanted to go off and do something else. So he's teaching now and he's happier than ever, I think. And I met him a month ago. We had a good catch up and we're probably closer now because, as I say, he was unhappy in the band. And I suppose it's like a relationship. If one person is unhappy, it can drag down the mood of both people, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was very good of him, very big of him to sort of step away and give us his blessing for us to continue. And instead of taking on the sort of just the whole thing ourselves as a three piece, we actually opened up the band, as I said earlier on, and our live band has gotten bigger. Now we have a session guitar player, piano player, backing vocalist, and we have brass sometimes and saxophones, trumpets, and we're writing with a lot more people. We're working with different producers, as I said earlier as well. So we sort of opened up the band to the wider Coronas family, as opposed to getting smaller and taking it all on, the three of us. And it's sort of given us a new lease of life, to be honest. It's like, it feels like we're having a whole new chapter to the band. You know, the last couple of years has been really good for us, as I say, and the gigs are going great. We just finished a UK tour and the numbers have been brilliant, and things are going as well as ever for us in Ireland, you know. And you know, seven albums in, that's not really that common, you know. Oftentimes bands will have a four album lifespan. That tends to be what record labels will sign bands for, and we know that we're one of the few, I suppose, one of the of the lucky ones that get to do it for a long time. And so we're blessed that we're still doing it and we're still enjoying it, you know.
Do you have favorite places you like to go and play?
Yeah, well, I love going to the States. I mean, we can't wait to get back there. I mean, I spent a summer in Chicago as a student. We spent a summer in San Diego as well before that as a student, you know, just as the band was starting off. So I love it. I mean, we played in New York just before the pandemic hit as well. We had a week there where we played three nights in the Mercury Lounge, which was really, really fun. And we're heading back there again to Irving Plaza. So I love the way each of the states can differ from each other. Oftentimes you feel like you're in a totally different country, like never mind a different state. And you've only driven, you know, we'll go to sleep in our sleeper bus and we'll wake up in Boston or something. You're just like, oh, cool. It feels like Boston. And then you wake up the next day and you're in Washington and it feels different again. And, you know, so I love touring the States for sure. But everywhere we go, Europe is beautiful as well. Some of the architecture in Europe and then we're going as far as Australia on this tour as well, and it'll be the height of summer in Australia as well. So we'll get some good weather over there, and there's a lot of Irish over there who'll bring out their Irish flags and support us over there. So we're happy to tour wherever. So sorry, I didn't answer your question at all. Everywhere, I love everywhere.
Everywhere, you love everywhere. Well, that's great. And where can people go to find out where you're going to be performing if they want to follow the Coronas?
Absolutely. Well, all the info on all our music and everything is all on our website, thecoronas.net. That's all it is. And we're on all the social media channels. You can check us out. We're on Spotify. We're on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. We even started a TikTok account, which is not easy for us because, as I said, we started the band when there was no such thing as TikTok. So we're even trying that sort of stuff too. So, but thecoronas.net is the best place to go to find out about our American tour, which is going to start on the 3rd of November.
Well, thank you for being on the show, Danny O'Reilly from the Coronas. What a pleasure just to have you on. And the new album is Time Stop. Please come back and join us again. If your tour brings you through the D.C. area, we'd love to have you in the studio.
Absolutely. Would love to do that. So thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. We appreciate the support. And see you very soon. Cheers.
All right. Danny O'Reilly, and it's the Coronas. Time Stop is the album. My name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.